Maseches Ksuvos, Perek Yud Gimel, Mishnah Aleph. Shnei Dayone Gezeros Hayu B'Yerushalayim. There were two judges who dealt specifically with monetary matters in Yerushalayim. Their names were Admon V'Chanan Ben Avishalom. Chanan Omer Shnei Devarim. Chanan said two things. Admon Omer Shiva, and Admon said seven. And now the Mishnah goes on to list the first of what Chanan said. Misha halach lemedinas hayam, if a husband goes off on a far trip, the isto tovas mezonos, and his wife now comes to claim her sustenance that her husband owes her. Chanan omer, so Chanan says, tishava basof, v'lo tishava batchila, she has to take a shvua at the very end, meaning when she comes to collect of her ksuva, if she finds out that her husband has died, so she has to take a shvua at that point that nothing of her husband's remains in her hands. V'lo tishava batchila, but she does not have to take that shvua when she comes at first to take her sustenance. Nechleku olav b'nei kohanim gedolim. However, the b'nei kohanim gedolim argue on Chanan ve'omru, and they say tishava batchila uvasof. She has to take this shvua at the very beginning when she first comes to Beis Din, as well as at the very end when she comes to collect her ksuva. Amar Rabbi Dosa ben Harkinas. Rabbi Dosa ben Harkinas says kidivrehem. He holds like the B'nai Kohanim Gedolim. However, Amar Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai, Yofa Amar Chanan, he says that what Chanan says seems to be the more correct way of doing it. Lo Yishava Ela Basof, she only takes a Shvua at the very end when she comes to collect her Ksuva. Mishnah Beis. Misha Halach LeMedinas Hayam. Again, a husband goes off on a far trip. V'amar Echad Ufirnes Es Ishto. And a regular individual takes it upon himself to sustain that man's wife. Chanan Omer Ibeid Es Ma'osav. Chanan says that he has lost his money, meaning to say that no one is obligated to pay that man back. So when the husband comes back, he's not obligated to pay back this person for what he sustained this man's wife for while he was gone. Nechleku Olav B'nei Kohanim Gedolim, and again the B'nei Kohanim Gedolim argue v'amru, and they say Yishava Kama Hotzi V'Yitol. If that person takes a shvua on how much he gave to this man's wife, he is allowed to take that from that man's property. Amar Rabbi Dosa ben Harkinas kidivrehem, and again Rabbi Dosa ben Harkinas says like the B'nei Kohanim Gedolim, and Amar Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai Yafa Amar Chanan. Now whoever Chanan is right, hiniach ma'osav al keren hatzvi. Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai says it's as if this person left his money on a tzvi, on a deer, meaning to say that he left his money in a place where he knew he was going to be losing it. By sustaining this man's wife, he wasn't expecting to get the money back, and therefore he has no right to claim to be repaid for what he gave to this man's wife.